Trier Audio Guide, Trier Cathedral. Ladies and gentlemen, don your pilgrim sandals and adjust your halos, for the history of Trier Cathedral is so divinely complex it would have St. Thomas Aquinas scratching his head. Also known as the Cathedral of St. Peter, it has been the most important site of Christian pilgrimage in Western Christendom, and one of the oldest continuously used churches in the world. Over the centuries, Trier Cathedral has undergone numerous reconstructions. Destroyed, rebuilt, expanded, and embellished, the cathedral is like the phoenix of churches, always rising from its ashes, bigger and better than before. What makes Trier Cathedral so special is its mix of styles over its more than 1,700 years of history. There are parts that shout Gothic, with spire-like arches reaching for the heavens, while others whisper Romanesque, with such reliable stone robustness. Its thick Roman walls still stand firm, some even contain bricks that were laid by the hands of 4th century workers. Our story begins in the 4th century. The cathedral has its roots in what was originally a Roman palace house. For all we know, soon, this house was transformed into a Christian basilica, possibly ordered by Emperor Constantine the Great. Constantine was notable for his conversion to Christianity and for establishing Christianity as the dominant religion of the Roman Empire. This era is evidenced in its robust walls and in the rectangular floor plan of the original basilica. The Roman remains in the structure include massive, square pieces that were part of the building, complex that was once a palace. Fast forward to the 11th century, the cathedral was extensively rebuilt in Romanesque style, which is characterized by its massiveness and strong structure. The thick walls and barrel vaults are typical of this style and create an interior space that conveys a sense of protection and eternity. The Romanesque arches are semicircular, giving a feeling of solidity and stability. During the 13th century, Gothic elements were added, which can be seen in expansions and reconstructions, such as the Gothic Chapel of Our Lady. The Gothic style is easily identifiable by its pointed arches, ribbed vaults, and large stained glass windows, which allow light to transform the interior space, filling it with colour. Later on, during the Renaissance and Baroque period, chapels and decorative elements were added that show a preference for ornamentation, geometric shapes, and classical proportions. These styles are evident in the decoration and furnishings of the cathedral, which incorporate a richness and detail that contrasts with the simplicity of the Romanesque. In the 19th century, there was a significant Neo-Romanesque restoration. The Neo-Romanesque sought to recover and emphasize the characteristics of medieval Romanesque. During this period, efforts were made to restore the cathedral to what was believed to be its medieval original form, albeit with a 19th century interpretation of those styles. Trier Cathedral is not just a place of worship, but also a home to some Christian relics that even Indiana Jones would want to take a peek at. The most famous is the Holy Robe, said to be the tunic Jesus wore, and which was not torn during his crucifixion. It is only displayed on rare occasions, making each exhibition a much anticipated event. It attracts pilgrims from all over the world, being the center of fervent religious and tourist attention. Throughout the centuries, Trier Cathedral has faced numerous challenges, from Viking invasions to the bombings of World War II, and even the shoulder pad fashion of the 80s, but it has always risen again, as a symbol of the resilience and faith of the surrounding community. Within its walls, the cathedral houses an impressive collection of ecclesiastical art. The high altar, paintings, sculptures, and stained glass tell stories of the Bible and sanctity through striking visual media. The cathedral's treasury also includes important works of goldsmithing and other liturgical objects, some of which are of great antiquity and value. Masses and services are held regularly. Trier Audio Guide.